We need someone like Lance, particularly in the South, to bring back together groups that have been divided during the primary season, to make sure that blacks and whites work harmoniously, and to make sure that all Democrats rally to Mondale's support.
Let me give you two criticisms that are oft heard as Burt Lance's name is bandied about. Number one, that it further links Walter Mondale in the minds of many with Jimmy Carter. Do those kind of insinuations hurt?
Well, I hope that wouldn't be damaging. He's come out of the primary season, a very difficult season, okay. And there never has been any secret that he was my vice president.
Do you think it damaging?
Well, you just have to look at the results. I think that people are going to be looking to the future instead of to the past. And I think so far, Mondale has handled that relationship very well.
But also, Burt has been the chairman of the Georgia Democratic Party. He's worked with party chairmen all over the country and done a really good job on his own, I mean, aside from Jimmy.
The other thing that you keep hearing is that with Mr. Lance aboard, because he had the problems he did in the past, that Reagan is not going to be as vulnerable as he might have been to the sleaze factor.
Well, there's nothing sleazy about Burt Lance.
I'm not suggesting there is.
Sure. And I think that Burt, the allegations made against Burt, none of them have been proven. The ones that were dismissed in court, and then the Justice Department dropped all the rest of them. That's past history.
But wouldn't you acknowledge in the minds of many he's tainted?
Well, I doubt that. But, you know, Burt Lance is not running for president. Walter Mondale is running for president. And the focus is going to be, first of all, on Mondale and Ferraro. This is going to be a very strong ticket in the South.
Let's talk Ferraro in the South.
Good.
How's it going to play?
I don't think the South is any different from any other part of the country. We've elected women to positions in government, and everybody that I've heard mentioning at home has been thrilled, all the Democrats.
The common thought is that she's not going to play very well in the South.
That's an insult to the South, and I might say an unwarranted insult to the South. We've long gotten past any prejudice against women to hold high office. We have two United States senators now. One of them is from Florida. And we've had distinguished governors to serve in the South in the past. I think, as a matter of fact, for a few days at least, back in the 1860s or 70s, the first United States senator was from Georgia. And I know that there's a history...
A woman.
And I know that there's a history of strong women leaders in the South. And I think Ferraro is strong. And although she's a woman, the South will look on her as a good potential leader.
Do you believe that Mr. Mondale has any image mending at all to do in the South?
Well, you know, Fritz did well in the South in the primary season, although the predictions were that he would not do well. I understand from a news announcement in the last day or so that Mondale's going to kick off his campaign in the South. One thing that is necessary is to let the Southern people know he cares about us. And that'll be a very, very great help to him.
Do you think that's why he went to Burt Lance?
That's one reason, but I think that another reason is that Mondale has learned on his own the qualities of Lance that'll be beneficial in a tough campaign.
Final note. You have written that you wouldn't mind going back, that you hate to lose, that the thrill of the campaign is something that's unmatched. You ever see yourselves doing it again? Trying it again?
Well, I tried to get Jimmy to do it this year, but he was not interested. I don't know. He's so thrilled with what he's doing, and I don't know.
Can you foresee a time when, if she urges you again, you might?
No, I don't think that's possible. My hope is that Mondale will be the president and that he will serve 8 years. Nothing would please me more.
But if it doesn't come about 4 years, 8 years, 12 years from now, you're still not interested.
I can't imagine that.
I'll still be trying.
Mr. President, Mrs. Carter, thank you both.
I've enjoyed it, Brian.